Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, and welcome to another edition of Home-Based Business 101. We have a very special show for you tonight. Our show is called the Home-Based Business Tax Show. And on this program tonight, you're going to learn how to apply some strategies that can really make a difference in your life. But before we get into our content for the night, we always do as we come on here. We do a reading from Daily Motivations for African American Success by Mr. Dennis Kimbrough. The reading for the night. Greener pastures. We were poor, but we did not learn that poverty was a way of life. We learned that if you went to church, worked hard, saved your money, and got an education, you would make it. And that quote is from Tony Brown, journalist and talk show host. Reading for the day. Hope seems to spring eternal, that opportunities are the greatest elsewhere. Many of us spend time thinking about greener pastures when we haven't properly appraised our own. While we are looking at others and others are doing and wishing we were in their pasture, other people are wishing they were in ours. Studies have shown that there are more opportunities hidden in our current line of work than most of us could explore in a lifetime. We need only to search for them thoroughly enough and long enough to find them. Just like the story of the African farmer who sold his land and spent the rest of his life searching for diamonds the world over, only to have the richest diamond mine in the world discovered on the very land he has sold. And that became the lecture for Acres of Diamonds. If you know how the story goes, you know, he searched for diamonds and searched for diamonds, and all he kept finding was these peculiar rocks. His problem was he didn't know what a diamond looked like in its raw state. And so thus he just thought he had some peculiar looking rocks on his land. He sold his land, and it turned out to be the richest diamond mine at that time on the African continent. There is no such thing as a job that cannot, with time, thought, lead to greatness. But unless we spend time, study, and effort to become outstanding at what we are now doing, why in the world should we think we could become great at something else? Learn everything possible about the endeavor you attempt to master. Look long and carefully at the pasture you now occupy. Chances are it's loaded with opportunities that someone else is going to exploit. If the grass is truly greener on the other side of the fence, it's because someone else took care of it. Today is big with blessings. Today, I will take advantage of the opportunities in my own field, opportunities that lie before me. And one of the greatest opportunities that lie before all of us is to get a better understanding of the tax code and how taxes work in this country. So what we want to do tonight is we want to talk about there's no other category of taxpayer in America blessed with more tax benefits and deductions in the small or home-based business owners. In this program, we're going to discuss three things that can really help you understand how to get the most out of your taxes. First, everything you will hear here is legal, honest, and authorized by Congress and published in the Federal Tax Code. Second, to qualify for these deductions, you must be operating or begin operating a small business, actively working on a regular and consistent basis, keep certain records, and intend to make a profit. Third, the average person who applies small business tax deductions you are about to learn about, you will save at least $3,000 to $4,000 in taxes their first year and even more in later years. Average one of you out there that's listening to this broadcast, if you're working a W-2 job and you're running a small business on the side, you're overpaying your taxes anywhere from $5,000 to $9,000. And we can do is we can show you how to change that around. And all you need to do is you go to www.thetaxpayer.com or give me a call at 252-458-3712 and we can get you on that path to the right way to deal with your taxes. So, you know, let's really kick this show off. And put out a disclaimer here. This show is intended to provide accurate information with regards to subject matter covered in terms of taxes. All of information contained in this broadcast is deemed to be complete and accurate as of broadcast date. However, since tax laws are subject to change and reinterpretation on a continuous basis, me, myself, that is the broadcaster of this show, take no responsibility for legal or tax implications of using information contained herein. The listener is advised to obtain advice and consulting with a certified tax professional who is a seasoned expert in small business tax law. That means, you know, you either get with me or get with someone else that's in the field that's competent that can be able to help you with your particular tax situation. So let's dive into this content for tonight. Okay. First of all, you need to understand that the small business owners get lot tax advantage. Smaller home-based business owners are more tax advantage than any other category. A taxpayer in America, bar none. Small businesses are often referred to as the backbone of the American economy because it's the impact on jobs, growth, and the stabilizing effect it has on the economy. Congress has provided a windfall of tax saving deductions to encourage the startup and continued growth of small businesses. This show will introduce you to your tax advantages at the federal level. Most states follow federal tax deduction rules, but there are so many variations among the 50 states that we will not attempt to discuss those in the show tonight. Qualifying for these tax breaks are not automatic, but there are only three very easy steps required. 1, actively work your business on a regular or consistent basis. A minimum of 4 to 5 hours a week. You hear that? 4 to 5 hours a week. So a lot of network marketers out there, they tell you, hey, you should work your business 10 to 20 hours a week. But if you want to get the deductions for it, as long as you put in a minimum of 4 to 5 hours a week, you're good. Rule number 2, and this is one of the things that really gets a lot of people bogged down and tied up. Maintain records and accurately document your business income and business expenses. And there's software, there's programs, there's apps for this. One of the apps is a good app to use. It's called TaxBot. You can go to taxbot.com and you can download that app and learn how to use it. One of the apps I recommend to all of the people I help in doing taxes for. Just learn how to use the TaxBot app. Or you don't want to use the TaxBot app, and you need to be good at doing spreadsheets. Use Microsoft Excel. It will accurately help you with how to keep track of your business expenses and your business income and what categories they go in. Clearly establish that the intent of your business is to produce a profit. The key word in here is intent. To be eligible to deduct loss, you must run the operation in a business-like manner and have reasonable expectations of making a profit. If your activity generates profit 3 out of every 5 years, the law presumes that you're in business to make a profit. If you do not report a profit in 3 or 5 years, that does not necessarily mean that you do not have profit intent. However, be prepared to answer questions and be sure to have supporting documents for all expenses. And we have a program that, you know, can help you if you once you get out of that 5-year threshold of being able to still show a loss in your business each and every year. And we have a way to help you do that because really you can show losses for up to 20 years. A lot of times they don't, you know, the IRS is not going to tell you that. So they're going to scare you with audits and, you know, hey, 5 years is going by and you ain't, you know, three out of those 5 years, you didn't show a profit. So that's not a business no more. That's a hobby. And that's what they try to get you with. They try to get you with that hobby clause. What you want to do is you want to make sure that you understand that, hey, I am running a business. And, yes, my intent is to earn a profit. That's why I'm doing this. Does not mean you're going to earn a profit every year. You know, just like Walmart and some of the other large businesses. You know, they have years where they have tremendous loss. You know, that's how we handle the profit intent. What does small business tax deduction mean? The term applies to the many tax deductions approved for any small business, which includes one person, part-time, sole proprietorships, and that describes the vast majority of all small businesses, especially startups. There are numerous special tax advantages available to small and home-based business owners, and we will cover 6 of the biggest in this broadcast tonight. What is a home-based business? This term applies to a small business that is based in the business owner's own home. That means your home address will also become the address of your principal business location, which in turn will qualify you for even more tax deductions. Every business should attempt to qualify as a home-based business in order to maximize your tax deductions. Even if you have an office, you want to do to establish the fact that you have stuff you do outside of the office. Take advantage of the small business, the home-based business tax law. There's just several people that have offices, or a friend of mine has a salon, but a salon is in her backyard, in the garage in her backyard. And so she has people come there to use the rent chair in another location. And who was paying office rent for that chair. But years ago, with COVID, she decided to fix up a space in her house. It was separate from her house, but it was on her property in the backyard. So she was able to include that dead space that was dead before and turn it into a business operation and do hair out of that location. So that meant all of the furnishings and stuff that she put in that space became a tax deduction. The hair dryers, increasing her electric bill, heater to keep the place warm in the wintertime, air conditioner to keep it cool in the summertime, all became new business expenses for her. So these are some of the things that you want to think about, you know, before going out and getting an office. Do you have a space besides the space that you use in your house? And that's what my client did. She converted her space into an office. Okay. What does principal business location mean? You can establish that your home is your principal business location by meeting any one of the following 3 requirements. It's a place where you frequently and regularly meet with customers, clients, patients, and prospects. Or the location where the primary value of your business is delivered, one-on-one consulting, for example. You meet people to do, like I do, I meet people here at my location to help them with their taxes, do their taxes, even though I do a lot of stuff online. But my local clients,
able to set appointments with me. Meet me here at my house. I have a designated area in my house that is separate from the place that we use. And I take that designated area and provide business services from that area. 3, where the primary administrative functions of your business are performed. This is the default setting because almost any small business can qualify using option 3. Primary business functions. That's doing your record keeping, documenting your business tax deductions, processing your payroll, reconciling financial records, generating financial reports such as profit and loss statements, positive business income, conducting plan-related activities, processing new orders, responding to customer service requests, and the list goes on and on. In other words, paperwork. If the business owner performs the majority of the business administrative functions at his or her residence, the principal business location will be the same as the address of the residence itself. Even if your home does qualify as your principal business location, you still need to qualify in order to legally claim tax deductions for business use of home. And, you know, there's a publication the IRS puts out called Business Use of Home. You can use that publication. I believe it's publication 17. Don't quote me on that. To claim this deduction, there must be one or more areas of the home that are used regularly and exclusively for business purposes. Note, exclusive use area means those areas may never be used for anything other than business purposes, or you lose this major deduction. So, if your office in your home, you share a TV or something like that where your children watch TV, don't do that. Move the TV out of the office space. That way you can get that exclusive deduction for the space that you use. Because when the IRS comes to audit you, if they see things in your office that are not used exclusively for your business, maybe your child's bicycle, something else, you know, they're gonna take that deduction away from you. You will not be able to use that deduction. Excuse me. You want to make sure that you're qualifying for the exclusive use deduction. That space that you're using is exclusively for your trade of work, your line of work. If you have a landscaping business and you store your equipment in your garage and you're writing the garage off as part of your business space, make sure that you have a clear designated area in your garage where you store your landscaping equipment. That way you can still take advantage of the exclusive use tax deduction, which will save you a bunch of money. And we'll get into how much money it can save you go later on in this broadcast. Okay, the exclusive use area can be a spare room, a designated portion of a room, or even multiple areas of the home, as long as each area is used only for business. Man, you must, one time only, compute the business use percentage. That's the BUP of your home. What percentage is the total square footage of your home is used exclusively for business? Benefits of this deduction are huge. If you qualify for business use of your home deductions, you'll be able to deduct a portion of your rent, your utilities, your repairs, your maintenance, your appliance replacement, your home security systems, and most other overhead expenses. Thus, you can deduct some of your presently non-deductible personal expenses into 100% fully tax-deductible business expenses. In order to be able to write off a portion of your rent, your utilities, you will need to keep track of how much your actual expenses are for each expense category. That's not difficult, but if you hate record keeping,
you have the safe harbor option of claiming $5 per square foot for exclusive areas. And the cap of that is $1,500 a year, which means they'll give you a 300 square foot usage deduction, which you can take and multiply $5 times that 300 feet, come up with $1,500 tax deduction a year if you want to do it that way. But you will be able to get more of a deduction if you keep the actual records yourself, because your utility bill is going to be way, way higher than that, especially if you live somewhere where during the winter months, utilities run anywhere from 200 to 300. I mean, in Rocky Mountain, North Carolina, you know, the utility bill can run up to $1,000 a month. $1,000 a month, yes, during the winter, during the bear months. So, you know, keep that in mind, because that becomes a huge, huge deduction, especially that you have, during the course of the year, that you have a $6,000 utility bill. Would you like to just write off $1,500 of that, or the whole $6,000, let alone your landscaping bill, where people that cut your grass or shovel your snow, you know, that on the average with that, you know, if you have a contractor that's doing that for you, that could range up to like about $100 a month, which is that becomes $1,200 throughout the course of the year when you look at this grass cutting, the snow removal, and take that $1,200 at $6,000, add them two together, you got $7,200 worth of deductions, which is great. Great, absolutely great. There are literally a dozen of deductions for small business owners. But the top seven alone can provide the vast majority of your new deductions. Number one, business use for your home. This we just talked about is a big one. Often worth several thousands of dollars in taxes. Saving. Number two, business use of your personal vehicle, whether owned or leased. This can be worth anywhere from $3,000 to $5,000 in business deductions if you use your vehicle for 5,000 to 10,000 business miles each year. You will be required to maintain a vehicle use log each business use of your vehicle. That chore can be done in less than 10 seconds. All you have to do is keep track of your mileage. And just remember the who, what, where, when, and why. Who did you have to go see? Where? What was the purpose in relationship to your business? And why? Why would this need to be done? Who, what, where, and why. Just remember that, or you can look that up in terms of home-based business deductions, the who, what, where, and why. And you just need to remember who I had to go see. That means you got the client's name. Where? Their address or their location, or maybe you met them at a restaurant. Which means, hey, now, if the meal is on you, then that meal becomes a business expense. I always try to meet my clients. I always try to meet them for lunch. So that way, if I pay for the lunch, that's an added business expense for the meeting. And so, you know, we try to make sure we meet all clients for a lunch appointment. So that way, whatever I need to go over with them, I got the lunch receipt for the tax deduction, and also I have the mileage that I put on my vehicle for the tax deduction. You want to keep that in mind. So, okay. Next is business travel is another big deduction. Once you learn the rules, which we can teach you as far as set up an appointment with me, and we can teach you the rules of business travel. You can even spend some days of your business trip on solo personal activities, such as sightseeing or visiting family and friends, or just relaxing by the hotel pool. To claim these tax advantages correctly, you need to make sure you schedule an appointment with me so that I can go over with you how to apply your business travel expenses. Again, you can set an appointment with me by calling 252-458-3712, or you can email me at babajahi17@gmail.com. Or you can go to www.thetaxhelper.weebly.com. And there's space on that webpage for you to put in your contact information, whatever questions you have, and we will get to you and get back to you. All right. That covers the business travel. Number four, hire your own minor children to work part-time for your home-based business. The wages you pay them is tax-deductible to your business, and the income they receive is tax-free to them, up to $12,000. Per child per year, and you control how the income is spent. Even a seven-year-old can qualify. So, you know, that's one of the things that you really want to learn how to do is, you know, how to pay your children. I give the example all the time of, hey, if you're paying for them to go to summer camp, you're paying for their school clothes, what you're going to do is you're going to recycle your money, pay them, and then their school clothes and stuff, which you're going to have to buy anyway, you have that money comes out of the account that you set up for them. If you pay them, you need to make sure you set up a separate account for your child. So that way, whatever you pay them, and you say pay them for what? You might pay them to check your business emails. You might pay them for simply doing their chores, such as maybe cutting the grass, cleaning the house for, you know, if you got appointments to take care of. So now you got two things you took care of. If you're paying them for cutting the grass, you got the to them, and the money that comes out is also a business expense, so you're able to double dip. You pay the child to provide the service that's needed to be done for the maintenance of the business. And as you're paying them, you also can deduct twice what you, the money that you put out to them. You put out the money that you put out to them, you can deduct it for you as your lawn care expense, and also as paying your child expense. So, you know, the thing is getting creative with how you prepare your tax return. And we do is we help people with creative ways to apply their taxes. Okay, The next business big deduction is you can deduct all of your health care expenses and all of your family members as tax-deductible business expenses if you are the business owner and you establish a health requirement agreement. Most taxpayers can deduct almost none of their health-related expenses. A taxpayer who is a sole proprietor can write off health insurance premiums on Form 1040, Schedule 1, Line 29, but only the insurance premiums or other health-related and no other health-related expenses. But you as a sole proprietor can qualify to write off 100% of all health-related expenses to everyone in your family. You can deduct not only your health insurance premiums, but also your annual deductions, your co-pays, expenses not covered by your health insurance, and even long-term care insurance. And get this, even expenses such as elective procedures, naturopathic remedies, and wellness care, including in many cases, even nutritional supplements and other natural remedies taken to prevent, cure, treat, or mitigate disease or illness can also be covered. It simply requires setting up a health reimbursement arrangement, the HRA, which the IRS calls a Section 105 plan, which can be, if you follow up with me, I can be able to give you more detail on how you can get that set up and, you know, what's the best way about setting up your health reimbursement arrangement, or the IRS calls Section 105 plan. And you, the sole proprietor, these deductions extend to everyone who's a dependent for tax purposes. Your entire family can be covered. Just one deduction alone, on average, can add up to an extra $4,000 to $5,000 or more tax savings on your tax returns per year. Business meals are still deductible at 50% cost, even after the 2018 tax cuts eliminated deductions for entertainment. Meals with clients, prospects, consultants are deductible if the primary purpose was discussing business. ...20% tax deduction on small businesses. Most businesses that are not C corporations may now qualify for a 20% reduction in taxes paid on business profits. This can be huge if your company is highly profitable. These are the seven biggest small business tax deductions for which most small and home-based business owners easily qualify for. How much can these deductions save you in taxes? The above deductions alone can usually reduce your taxes, which is the same increase your tax refund, a sum to $3,000 to $5,000 in your first year, and usually much more in subsequent years. That's some $400 per month extra cash flow, which is usually more than enough to pay all of the costs of operating your new business. Okay. We want to talk about the cost of your startup. In most cases, yes, the term startup cost refers to expenses you incur while you are preparing to go into business. It includes the same kind of expenses that will be called operating costs once your business becomes active. Examples of startup costs may be purchase of simple and demo products, marketing materials, business furniture, startup kits, business cards, website creation, shipping supplies, and other kind of categories. You also can deduct organizational costs such as business license, reseller's permit, or forming an LLC, forming a C corp. There are caps on each of these two types of startup costs, and those costs are changed from time to time, so you will want to get the specific limits for the year you're forming your business. In the meantime, you can use $5,000 as the approximate cap on each of these categories. Startup costs are claimed in the year in which the business opens its doors, which will not necessarily be the same as the year which costs were actually incurred. If you incur costs to start up a business, if that business is never active, you get no deductions. So you got to make sure the business becomes active. What business operating costs can I deduct? The business expenses are referred to by tax professionals in the IRS as expenses that are ordinary and necessary. Ordinary and necessary for maintaining business success and growing your business. Okay, I want to give an example of examples here. There was a lady who was a real estate and was involved in real estate. And she went out and she bought a yacht. And then she had to prove to the IRS that it was ordinary and necessary business expense. She spent $120,000 on a yacht. Well, what she wanted to do was she wanted to show beachfront property. And she wanted to be able to people on the yacht pull up to the area where the houses that she was selling in a yacht and then tour the house that way. And so the yacht became a ordinary and necessary expense because it became the means in which she wanted to show her property off that she had on the market. So, you know, these are different kind of things that if you get creative, there's different ways that you can come up with that ordinary and necessary expense. That begs the question, what does ordinary and necessary actually mean? Tax courts have said that you can substitute the words common and helpful. So if an expense could be considered common in your type of business or industry, and that same expense would be helpful to your business success, it probably meets the definition. And so what she did with the yacht was, she talked about how that was common business expense because she was in the real estate business and she wanted to show beachfront properties. And what better way to show them than taking there in a yacht? And so, by the way, the item or service purchase may be indirectly related to the business expense. Example, we include office furniture, business vehicles, office supplies, not just sales-related materials. So, per yacht became a business expense vehicle. So that meant the gasoline that she put in the yacht, whatever her fees was at the marina, and the cost that she spent on the yacht, and also her depreciation of the yacht, all of that became a business expense for her, which made it inevitable that naturally she was going to be able to have larger business deductions than the average real estate person because she defined her business in a different way. She had the IRS look at her business in a different format, in a different way. So, these are very important to keep in mind when you say ordinary and necessary. Ordinary and necessary expenses. Okay, next is a word about record keeping. The tax IRS requires business owners and other taxpayers to maintain records that properly document any and every tax deduction that is claimed.
Any tax deductions not properly documented may automatically be disqualified during an audit. If a deduction is disallowed, you will be required to repay the IRS for the tax savings value you receive from the deductions. The one claim but was later disallowed, and you will also be assessed interest and penalties. What does all of this mean to you? If you fail to properly document a business expense or claim a deduction for it, despite lack of records, you also are at risk. If you are not audited, you will probably get by with it. But if you are audited, you will pay for it dearly. You know, and I know about this, you know, because I have people that give me, you know, expenses for stuff, and I ask them, where's your documentation? And you don't have any. Then they get audited. I had a lady that got audited. They disallowed $5,000 worth of deductions that she had. She meant that, hey, she had come up with $5,000 to pay the IRS. And believe me, people do not like playing the IRS because they come after you. They come after you. So, this is a key area that you want to make sure you take advantage of, is making sure that your business deductions are accurate and documented, and that you keep good records. Record keeping is important. So, what does proper documentation really mean? The specific data required for proper documentation depends on the type of expense you are deducting. Business meals or home office use or vehicle use for business. But the specific data the IRS wants to see is fine and easy to comply with. For example, when using your personal vehicle for business purposes, to get a cents per mile tax deduction, you must record the date, the destination, the business purpose, and the number of miles traveled. That record is required for each separate business use. And there's, like I said, if you use the tax bot, when you get in your car with your smartphone, it'll start recording your mileage, where you're going, and it'll generate for you at the end of each year what's called an audit safe tax report. And this is a great, great thing to have because it will enable you, you know, to get beyond that tedious process of, even though it's easy to do, recording the date, the destination, and the business purpose of the trip and the number of miles you went on. It calculates the number of miles. All you got to do is it has the date on there, has the destination where you're going. All you have to do is, for the app, is put in the purpose. Going to meet John Doe concerning such and such, whatever it is. If you're in network marketing, going to meet John Doe for deliver a product. Hey, it can be that simple. Doesn't have to be complicated. Another term you will hear is IRS compliant. When you have proper documentation, you're said to have IRS-compliant records. So you want to make sure that you understand what IRS-compliant records mean. The fastest way to keep IRS-compliant records. There are several record-keeping systems on the market for maintaining documentation for business tax deductions. And, of course, they all claim to be the best. One of the ones I find, again, to be the best is TaxBot. TaxBot gives you everything that you need. And gives you everything that you need and more and some. So make sure you go to TaxBot.com, download the app. You know, it's $10 a month for use of the app, and $10 a month use fee for using the app. And it will document everything that you need, regardless of what type of business that you're in. And so that is a great tool to use, a great tool to have at your disposal. And basically, again, I hope you got something out of this tonight. But if you need more information, please just give me a call at 252-458-3712. If my phone goes to voicemail, please make sure you leave a message and we will get back to you as soon as possible. Or you can email me at babajahi17@gmail.com. And if you do that and you put in the subject matter, tax questions, that way I know what it's about and I will get back to you usually within 48 hours. If you call me, I usually get back to people within 48 hours. That's my standard response time to getting back to people. So I hope you got something out of this broadcast tonight. We're on here every Friday night, just starting this whole new format that we're doing here on Home Base Business 101. We do the National Black Unity News show on Monday nights at 7:30. We do, we did last night, we do the epic show, Exceptional People, Incredible Conversation. And we have Mr. Michael Thomas. We do that show on Thursday nights. And we do this show, Home-Based Business Tax Savings, on Friday nights. Right now we got Monday, Thursday, and Fridays that we're broadcasting. And we're looking to add a couple more shows. And we will get that information out over the media, over the airways, so that you can make sure that you tune in to the broadcasts that we do here on the Home Base Business 101 platform. And again, I just want to thank all of our listeners out there, 50,000 plus people who have tuned into a show here on Home Base Business 101. We kindly thank you for your support, your listens. We want to thank all of those people who use Movements Unlimited Tax Services as a way of getting their taxes done. I want to thank all of my many clients out there who've been able to help, and from as far away as Hawaii to as far south as South Carolina, to far north as Wisconsin, and as far west as Los Angeles, California. I want to just thank y'all. It's been great. It's been a tremendous pleasure to be able to be of service to you. And with that said, hey, if you have any questions, give me a call at 252-458-3712. That's 252-458-3712. Or email me at babajahi17@gmail.com. Or you can go to www.thetaxhelper.com. And there's a place on there that says contact. And just fill out the information, what you need help with, and who you are. And when you fill that out, we usually get back to everybody within 48 hours. So again, I just want to thank y'all for listening tonight. It's been Baba Jahi. And look forward to catching you on Monday night and being back here for the Home-Based Business Tax Show next Friday night at 8:30. God bless. Y'all have a safe weekend.
gates.